The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's 8:50 on Morning Edition and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Tuesday morning with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning, everyone. USDA reports corn harvest at 90% complete and soybeans at 94% harvested. Both are in line with the five-year average. But Ohio's corn harvest is just 68% complete. Winter wheat plantings are at 96% planted and 87% emerged. 59% of the winter wheat crop was rated good to excellent, unchanged from a week ago. Meanwhile, U.S. soybean crush was put at 154.984 million bushels. That, of course, from the soybean oil folk that coming out this morning at 7:30. We'll discuss the implications of these numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. Seasonal pressures took a bite out of hog prices today, and further declines are expected. That according to buying station managers, terminals are called 50 cents to $2 lower, with top prices from $40 to $42.50. Peoria called $40.50 today. That's 50 cents lower. And the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report from Monday, November 13th, negotiated swine purchases were 14,626. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $50.50 to $60.50. The weighted average, $58.63. A loss of $2.14 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.34 to $50.50, the weighted average $46.65. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $15,339, the base price range $49.50 to $61, the weighted average $58.66, a loss of $1.52 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.05 to $48, the weighted average $44.93.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. As you mentioned, in Ohio and Michigan, the harvesting still about one-third of the crop still in the ground. The harvest not complete in the eastern Corn Belt, and the weather is looking lousy coming up here. Today should be a generally dry day for those areas, but a major storm system is going to move across the eastern Corn Belt and produce locally heavy rain across southern Missouri, southern into east central Illinois, much of Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio, and Michigan tomorrow and Thursday. And along with that heavy rain, there's going to be some strong wind to blow as well. So any crops that are not standing well in the field, some plants may actually be knocked down. So there's going to be a bad end of the harvest in the eastern Corn Belt. And weather will be improving as we go through the weekend and early next week with drier weather. But between now and then, there's going to be some wet and windy weather. For the rest of the Corn Belt, it will be a bit on the cool side. There will be scattered showers for the northern and west central parts of Illinois and Missouri, back into Kansas and Nebraska, and maybe a few spotty showers for the upper Midwest, but nothing of note. And it looks like generally dry conditions for there, and most of the work is done there already. In the hard red winter wheat belt, it doesn't look like this next system is going to produce a lot of rain because it's going to intensify as it gets farther to the east, but there will be some showers for the northern portions of the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt. helping add a little moisture before the crop goes into dormancy in Nebraska and Kansas and northeastern Colorado. But as you get down into southwestern Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas, the wheat growing areas are probably not going to see much rain this time around. Taking a look at some other areas of the world, in China, not much rain fell in the key grain and oilseed production areas of eastern China again yesterday, and little rain, if any, is expected through the weekend. Most of the North China Plain should remain dry over the next 10 days, although some computer models are still trying to produce showers in a few areas, but it doesn't really look like anything of significance is going to go in there. So there's going to be still a problem with dryness in the unirrigated wheat areas across the North China Plain through at least the next 10 days. Yellow River Basin has been kind of dry as well, but rain will fall periodically in the Yangtze River Basin. That area is not having as much trouble with moisture. And looking at Australia, you know, the wheat season's pretty much done. They're harvesting, and most of the precipitation is near the mountains in Australia and will not have an adverse impact on maturing wheat or its harvest. Of course, there's not much crop coming out of Australia this year because of the severe drought that they've had. In South Africa, where they grow corn, not much rain will occur over the next couple of days, but showers and thunderstorms are expected to develop late in the week into early next week, and they will continue off and on through next week, so the moisture will be beneficial for supporting the planting of the summer crops in South Africa. And in Brazil and Argentina, nearly ideal weather. It looks like some showers will develop in Argentina and southern Brazil over the next couple of days. They've had some dry weather for planting. Now they'll get some needed moisture. And they've had a nice blend of enough dry weather for planting and enough moisture to keep the emerging crop growing, so no problems to report from either Argentina or Brazil. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 508, down a half, last trade down 2 1/4. March 522, down 2, last trade down 3. May 517, down 3, last trade down 3. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 477 1/4, up a quarter, last trade down 3 3/4. March 497 1/4, down 1 1/2, last trade down 5 1/2. May 495 1/4, down 5 1/4, last trade down 7 1/2. July 467 unchanged, last trade unchanged. December corn opened at 342, down a half, last trade up a quarter. March 357 1/2, down 1, last trade up a quarter. May 362 3/4, unchanged, last trade up 3/4. July 367 1/2, unchanged, last trade down 1. Red line December 340 1/4, down 1 1/4, last trade down 1. March 2008, 344, down a half, last trade down 1 1/2. December oats opened at 264 1/2, unchanged, last trade down 1 1/2. November beans opened at 645, down 1 1/2, last trade down 1 1/2. January 657, down 1/2, last trade up 3. March 668 3/4, down 1/2, last trade up 3 1/4. July 687, unchanged, last trade up 2. December soybean meal opened at 191.70, down 10, last trade up 80. December soybean oil opened at 27.86, down 13, last trade down 9. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
National Oilseed Processors Association puts the crush for October at 154.984 million bushels. What will the trade make of it?
Well, they were looking for 155.6, but that's still a big number, and compared with September at 137. So that is a big number. It might help get things going a little more on the bean side after 3 days down.
So your call on the beans?
Beans, we're calling 1 to 3 higher.
Do you think the corn will follow the overnight trend and drift lower today?
They're just calling corn mixed. You know, if the beans are up, it might help keep the corn from going very far. We are about only 6-7 cents away from support on the front month of corn, but it looks like we could be two-sided today, especially if the beans are up.
Looked like weekly export inspections were a little disappointing yesterday for the corn.
Right. They weren't that great for the corn at all.
What about the wheat?
Wheat, we're looking for 1 to 3 lower there. The kind of the blooms off there, we're back under 5 in the, and we're looking for it to go back to that 490 area for support. But again, after 3 days down, we could see some move up here just on the technical side.
You think that longer term wheat will test 460?
I think longer term nearby wheat could easily get there. We're supports around 61, 62. That's 15 cents down. And we could get there this week yet, but we also might have some bullish stuff in the beans and the corn, which might help drag it back up a little before it gets there.
What do you see over at the Merck today?
Over at the Merck, we're looking for cattle to be a hair higher, and we're looking for hogs to be a hair lower.
And about 20 seconds worth of advice for producers today?
Well, right now, corn is still a nice above $3. If we're not 60% case sold, I'd get there. I'd look at protecting maybe right now what I've got in the bin with some puts if I've still got a lot in the bin, and I'd be waiting for the new highs in the spring.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. You're listening to WILL Urbana.